Dr. Cody Stringer is the entrepreneurial specialist with Mercy Research and Development, and he's here to talk about the Spin 66 Summit taking place in Springfield this weekend. And welcome, Dr. Stringer.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
For those that aren't familiar with Spin 66, this is now its second year. Tell us about how it got going last year and what it was all about and what you look forward for this year.
So Mercy R&D is a team that develops new medical devices. And we have a focus more recently on spinning out our technologies in the form of new startup companies in the state of Missouri and particularly in Springfield and Southwest Missouri if we can. And so we were looking for ways that we could get in front of entrepreneurs, innovators in the region. And as we looked around at events and conferences that were taking place, particularly in the Midwest, we just weren't finding anything that really fit the bill. And so that led us to a question of what if we did it ourselves? And so we connected with leaders at the eFactory and the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce, and we asked that question, could we do it? And the answer, after we flushed things out a little bit and really refined what we were trying to do, was yes, we could. And so with the help of some great community leaders, we launched the first ever Spin 66 Innovation Summit.
So what was the participation like last year?
We had about 150 people, primarily from around Southwest Missouri, though we did have some out-of-town visitors who came to see what was going on as well as speak. And it was by all measures, a great event. We had an attendance of about 150. Everyone had a good time. It was a half-day event. It went throughout the afternoon and into the evening, directly preceding Small Business Week.
Okay. For the entrepreneurs that were there, that were either spectating or presenting, what did you gather that they took away from that?
A lot of our goal was to really inspire entrepreneurs in the area. We've been seeing kind of a groundswell of entrepreneurial activity and innovation in the area, and we just wanted to be a part of keeping that going, to keep the movement, keep everyone inspired and engaged and moving forward together as a community. So we really wanted to inspire our attendees to keep doing what they've been doing or maybe start a new project, to really push that entrepreneurial community forward. But we also wanted to showcase and highlight some other innovations happening in the area, particularly innovation that's happening in traditional organizations or corporations where people are being innovative, creative, and doing new things. And so we just wanted to kind of fuel that spark that's been happening in Southwest Missouri.
Okay, so with this year's event, it's actually expanded just a bit, right?
That's right. We took it from a half-day afternoon event last year to almost a day and a half event. So on Thursday, May 7th, we're starting things off with a series of seminars that'll be of interest to entrepreneurs and startups in the area. Things like intellectual property and patent protection, things you need to consider before taking investment money, project management, digital marketing, things like that. We're following it with the official Spin 66 kickoff party. And then we then begin on May 8th with the conference proper. And that'll be a day of some really inspiring talks from speakers from all over the region, as far away as St. Louis, Columbia, Chicago. And we're really drawing some of the top speakers that the Midwest has to offer. And we're also bringing back an investment pitch competition that'll highlight local, very early stage ventures who will be competing for $9,000 in cash and services. And so we're really going to have a great event that'll really engage the entrepreneurial and innovation community in Springfield.
How important is that for these entrepreneurs to get this type of experience, to get this type of interaction with their peers in the industry so that they can prosper moving forward?
Yeah, as I like to think, entrepreneurship and innovation is really an experiential learning experience. And so you have to really do it to really understand what you're doing and be good at it. And when you're starting out, that can be really hard. And the best way to learn when you're starting out is to have people who have done it, who have been there, seasoned veteran entrepreneurs and innovators who can really give you those keys for success, those pitfalls that they went through and how to get around them. And so we really want to connect young entrepreneurs, and by young entrepreneurs, I don't mean age, but I mean early in their entrepreneurial endeavors, with people who have been there before and can relate some of those experiences and best practices.
What's the participation to date?
Yeah, so we've got, we passed the 100 mark on registrations, so we're tracking pretty nicely with what we did last year. We'll probably surpass last year's attendance mark. We'll be bringing quite a few more attendees from out of town. That was one of the things that we wanted to do programming-wise this year as compared to last year, was make this less of a community-building event, although it will be that, and transition more into a showcase of what's happening in Springfield and Southwest Missouri, some of the passion, the energy, the talent that's in this area. And so we'll have a few more out-of-town visitors who will be in Springfield to check out our event and see some of the cool stuff that's going on.
I'm curious to get your perspective on how the field of entrepreneurship in Southwest Missouri has just grown over the last few years. It just doesn't seem like an event like this would be possible 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, we are really piggybacking on a number of other events that are happening. And that really is because of this explosion in entrepreneurial capacity over the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And we're seeing a lot more events, a lot of organizations that are aimed at facilitating and assisting young companies and entrepreneurs. And so we just want to add to that conversation and make sure that we are providing value in a way that complements other organizations and events and doesn't repeat them.
So just tell us how those that have not signed up yet can get involved.
You can sign up at spin66.org. And you can also, while you're there, check out the program, see the agenda, and see if there are some talks that you'd be interested in. Tickets are $80 for both days. That's the Thursday evening and Friday main conference. And $65 for Friday only.
And is the proceeds going to pay for these speakers, and what else is it helping contribute toward?
Yeah, we have honoraria for some of our speakers. We're also paying for snacks, food, drinks, and just some of the general facilities and logistical requirements of putting together an event like this. But all of the staff is volunteer.
And anything else you'd like to add about the event?
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to having a really, really great program this year. Not only that, but we're still continuing to refine and build the program. And so we would love it if our attendees would come and enjoy themselves, but then give us feedback. What worked? What didn't work? What can we do better next year to make this a more valuable, more relevant event?
It does seem like you want to probably continue to expand this program, right?
Yeah, this in and of itself is kind of an entrepreneurial endeavor all of its own. And so, yeah, we're going to continue to change, to refine, and look for ways to make the event better and better each year.
Okay, Dr. Cody Stringer, the entrepreneurial specialist with Mercy Research and Development, part of the team helping to put on Spin 66 this weekend in Springfield. Thanks for coming by and speaking with us.
Thanks a lot.